This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. In yet another project meant to benefit MUT, Siyaqanda Energy has expanded its capacity building program to the learning institution. This time, Siyaqanda Energy and Dr. Papi Numbi, a senior lecturer in the Department of Electrical Engineering, develop an experiential learning program where S4 students will be involved in industrial projects while finalizing their exit level subjects. Dr. Numbi says the program is flexible in such a way that S4 students only go on site based on a schedule suitable for them. He adds that this program aims to have students engaged in hands-on experience and reflection. The program is championed by both the head of the Electrical Engineering Department, Richard Chitsonga, and the acting dean of the faculty, Professor Bakare. In other news, National Assembly Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula says President Cyril Ramaphosa will return to Parliament on the 29th of September to answer questions on the Palapala scandal. Ramaphosa's previous appearance in the National Assembly descended into chaos after opposition parties accused the president of failing to answer questions on the saga. The president has been under pressure to explain the theft of a large amount of foreign currency from his farm in Limpopo in 2020. Ramaphosa maintained he cannot go into detail as the issue is the subject of a criminal complaint and law enforcement must be given an opportunity to investigate. And this led to Mapisa Nqakula eventually ruling that the programming committee would decide how to deal with the question session. On Thursday, she briefed the committee on the response from the president.
The president has since written back and has indicated that the earliest opportunity he can attend to the outstanding question is the 29th of September 2022, which is the day which anyway was allocated for questions to the president.
And finally, King Charles III is due to address his new subjects today as Britain was plunged into mourning by the death of Queen Elizabeth II, ending a history-making 70-year reign. Charles III became monarch immediately after the death of his mother at her Scottish Highland retreat on Thursday, sparking tributes at home and abroad. He is due to return to London from Balmoral, where the 96-year-old Queen died peacefully after a year-long period of ill health and decline. Details of his inaugural address, set to be pre-recorded, were not immediately released by the palace, but a part of 10 days of details prepared plans honed over decades. The new king is also expected to hold his first audience with Prime Minister Liz Truss, who was only appointed on Tuesday in one of the Queen's last ceremonial acts before her death. He was also due to meet officials in charge of his ascension and the elaborate arrangements for his mother's said peace funeral. And Australia on Twitter this morning is hashtag Charles, hashtag Good City, Bad Roads, and hashtag Lizzie. A recap of your top story this hour. In yet another project meant to benefit MUT, Siyaqanda Energy has expanded its capacity building program to the university. I'll be coming through with your final headlines at our first state for MUT News. I am Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.